All right. It is a pivotal day in Washington as the Senate Judiciary Committee will take a look at, well, they are, have already taken a look at that FBI report, but they will convene. They will hold a critical vote. Joining us right now from ABC News, Trish Turner. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that report is behind closed doors. It's not going to get leaked at all, is it?
No, it's not. I wouldn't expect these things are really highly confidential. They're not classified, but the members really do respect this. There are a lot of privacy concerns, but the committee put out an executive summary. It's not much of a summary, but it essentially put out, look, we interviewed all these people. You know, 10 witnesses were interviewed by the FBI. A number of them were for Dr. Ford. In fact, 5 people and one of the person's attorneys and the Deborah Ramirez allegations were looked at. She was interviewed, as well as 3 other people that she identified as possible witnesses. And so, the conclusion by the committee that they put out is there's no corroboration in the allegations. Against Kavanaugh. That was the Republicans on the committee making that, conclusion, mm-hmm. Not something the FBI ever does. But, right. I don't think this will get leaked.
At least one key Republican says this is a very thorough investigation. A lot of Democrats are saying this is an incomplete investigation, so we probably won't get any consensus on whether this was a worthwhile exercise, this week-long investigation. But give us a sense of what's going to happen today and tomorrow. How's this all, not necessarily a prediction, but schedule-wise, what are we going to see happen?
So it's rare that we go into a procedural vote like we're going into this morning at 10:30 where we don't know where the votes lie. Truly, the 3 Republicans, 1 Democrat, the 4 senators that we're looking at are undecided. We don't know where they are. That means, if they are undecided, that means the majority leader doesn't know where these votes are. The majority leader needs a simple majority to get over this procedural hurdle, or the nomination dies today with this vote. Now, one of the Republicans that you named, saying it was a thorough investigation, yeah, was Susan Collins of Maine, and she's pivotal in this. She's one of the 4. One of the Democrats, the only Democrat, red state, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, he's undecided. He says, look, I'm going back into that secure room this morning. I want to read back through the FBI report myself, and then I'll make a decision. And so all eyes are simply on these 4 people, these 4 senators this morning. A lot of pressure.
And it gives you a sense, doesn't it, that they truly haven't made up their mind. I think a lot of people said, well, this is just everybody, even if we don't know how they're going to vote, everybody's already made up their mind. It sounds like there are some senators that are still grappling with this decision.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how great the pressure is on the Hill. We have protesters in the hallways outside of Congress. They've stayed all night. They're confronting these senators. This is something that normally these senators don't have to deal with. Security is high. These senators, Senator Collins went back twice yesterday to the SCIF, the secure room, to read the report. We spent a late night in the Capitol trying to ask their staff, have they made a decision? They honestly said, no, we don't know where our bosses are. Haven't made a decision. Like I said, Manchin even wants to go back this morning. So we go into this vote with a really big question mark hanging over it.
Lots of drama indeed. We'll see how it all plays out. Trish, thanks for your insight. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye now.